interesting take on certain things happening right now this election year in the state of Michigan. The media landscape blurs celebrity culture and politics. Lights, cameras, glitz and glam. Surprise, it isn't Hollywood, it's politics. Politicians and celebrities have walked hand in hand ever since George Washington first led our country. But the lines between celebrity and politicians seem increasingly blurred as politics seems to have taken a place in pop culture. Tracy Lamori, celebrity publicist and founder of Lamori Media, said what we're seeing is about how politics is moving into the exact same kind of visibility that movie and music celebrities have traditionally been in. Lamori said politicians showing up more and more on social media actually have a lot more in common with celebrities because they have to get the public stage. They have to be seen as a public figure. They are people that are listened to by others. However, they may be more civic-minded than the average actor, musician, or sports figure. They used to say politics was the Hollywood for ugly people. That's not the thing anymore. Remembering hearing that back in political days? Well, it's definitely all changed. Lamori said the recent TMZ call for their viewers to send in pictures of congressional members while out on spring break. Most recently, getting pictures of U.S. Congressman Bill Huizenga, as well as John James, was the way for most people to feel like they have real access to something behind the scenes, capturing the lives of politicians and therefore turning themselves into reporters. She said it seemed as if this chaos coming from the federal politics has reached a point where even the tabloids are asking about accountability for politicians. It all started, of course, over the government shutdown, not wanting to fund the Homeland Security Agency, Department of Homeland Security, Secret Service, TSA workers at airports, all pointing to Kristi Noem, director of Homeland Security scandal. Well, now that the tabloids are asking about accountability, it now changes the difference from the lives of celebrities to the lives of the people that have been elected to represent the people. She goes on to say it's like politics now is taking on the veneer of reality shows, celebrity scandals. Perfect example, Kristi Noem. There's a case that could also be made for scandals happening right now in the Michigan State Senate race, talking about the tale of two leaks. that just a week or so ago. The Tale of Two Leaks story back on March 31st. Again, talking about Democrat U.S. Senate candidate Abdul El Sayed. When a leaked recording from a brainstorming session with his campaign staff was leaked out there about the Muslim candidate not wanting to talk about the death of the Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. He also was recorded as saying, I want to remind you guys that there are a lot of people in Dearborn, Michigan who are sad today. Whoa. That recording was leaked out. Some people say it killed his campaign. There's no way people statewide in the state of Michigan are going to vote for a Muslim who is somewhat sympathetic to the supreme leader of Iran being killed. Well, this Lamori continues saying, gone are the days when everyone knew just who the celebrities were. The Beatles, Madonna, Elton John. I always joke that they were simply good people with good publicists. But you know what? Sometimes they laugh. Sometimes they cry because they are human beings. And it's all true. However, she said now she's seeing somewhat of a trend, because everyone now has platforms, some form of social media, and even some of them using social media influencers to elevate their brand. So just as much as celebrities now, actors in Hollywood, want to be seen by the public, so do the politicians. Politics needed to regain its gravitas. It had in the past, and now sliding into pop culture. And some in the media are helping them do it. Some people lost respect for politics. Some of the antics that they were doing. Well, it's getting closer to the election, and now people are starting to pay attention. West Michigan University political professor John Clark said, we live now in a celebrity pop culture. And for people that are not fully engaged in politics, they now are more likely to tune in, because various people who claim to have fame and the politicians are ending up on the same platforms. Politicians, of course, need to use the platforms to win votes, establish name recognition, or perhaps break into audiences that wouldn't be otherwise paying attention. The fractured media landscape creates more opportunities for political candidates to do that, because there's so many different ways to connect with folks, and particularly to connect with targeted audiences. Clark went on to say, people running for office look to get on a national TV show, especially if they're running for national office. Local candidates seek out local broadcasting. Social media platforms and perhaps even podcasts. But the days of the media gatekeepers are somewhat gone with the wind. Clark continued to say, being connected to a celebrity also could have some good aspects as well. For example, if you go down and hobnob with sport figures like Detroit Tigers pitcher Justin Verlander, look at what it did for Kelsey Travis of the Kansas City Chiefs when he started dating Taylor Swift. Clark said, with the celebrity that is now entering into the pop culture, politicians are going to start using it more and more as a way to connect with voters. 30 years ago, it was Bill Clinton coming out and playing the saxophone with sunglasses on with Arsenio Hall. That was a national TV program that reached a huge demographic. As a result, he was elected president of the United States. Clark finished it up saying, candidates these days need to expand their base. They need a bigger audience, and this is what they're now going to do. In the end, politicians shouldn't be blinded by the glitz and glam of celebrity culture. It's what they're going to need to do in order to get elected. Interesting story. Politicians becoming celebrities. What do you guys think? Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing:
people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two, wrapping up another little short story that caught my eye. Since the election of 1852, that was just 15 years after we became a state in 1837, Michigan voters have chosen the Secretary of State and the Attorney General at our ballot box. Prior to that, for the first 15 years, it was the legislators. They were appointed. The governor, working with the legislators, would appoint the attorney general and the secretary of state. Well, in 1852, we the people started voting for them. That's been 72 separate elections, folks, since 1852. In all of those 72 elections, only five of those elections elected a different party for attorney general compared to the secretary of state. Whichever party's nominee won the secretary of state race, 67 out of 72 elections, we also won the attorney general. In only the 7% of the elections, did one party win the secretary of state race, and the other major party took the attorney general's seat. In those five anomalies, it was the Republican nominee who won secretary of state and the Democrat who became the attorney general. Won the Secretary of State Republican, Democrat won AG. This is fantastic news for the Republicans. Why? Because we have a fantastic candidate for Secretary of State. Anthony Ferlini was endorsed at the endorsement convention back on March 28th in Novi. He is a former elected official in his Macomb County state representative and also county clerk. What did he do in every single one of those elections? He defeated an incumbent Democrat in the Macomb County area. He took out and is elected, I believe it was supervisor position, beating a Democrat. He then beat a Democrat incumbent for state representative, term limited out, came back to his home, Macomb County, and easily defeated the Democrat county clerk, registered of deeds. What does that mean in November? Anthony Ferlini is going to kick the crap out of our Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, who has been anointed by the Democrat Party to be the foregone most likely to be endorsed candidate this month, actually now, April, I believe it's 21st, their endorsement convention, or 28th, I forget. It's on the weekend. I know that. It could end up being April 25th, maybe, or the 18th. I'm not sure. The point is, they're going to endorse Garland Gilchrist. The unions are lining up behind him. All the elected officials are lining up behind him. It's a foregone conclusion. I look so much forward to Anthony Ferlini being our next Secretary of State. And according to this history, he is going to have coattails that will help Doug Lloyd, the Republican endorsed candidate for Attorney General, to win as well. He's going to be going up against, most likely, Karen McDonald, the crazy communist loon, worse than Dana Nessel, prosecutor from Oakland County. This woman is an absolute fruitcake. So, based on history, it's looking really good for us to have a Republican Secretary of State and a Republican Attorney General. Could those coattails transfer to the governor's race? Or could the governor's candidate, let's say it's someone strong financially like Perry Johnson, with his money, could he actually help the Secretary of State and the Attorney General? He's already helping the Republican candidate Wright to defeat Curtis Hertel. Hertel, that's the current state senator in the 12th district down in Macomb County. Oh, Lord God, this could be amazing. Because I got to tell you, him running that ad against Hertel about Selfridge Air Force Base and the Republicans trying to fund the runways, absolutely amazing. Kevin Hertel. Yes, that's it. Oh, man. This is good news for the Republican Party. His story came out late Friday on MERS. Just caught it this morning prepping for the show. We're going to change things up in the next half hour. Rick Randall, the author of the book Road Trip, Goodwood's book for success. Absolutely magnificent Monday. We're going to get positive here in the next segment. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 11 o'clock.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real, honest news to Michiganders statewide.
Good morning. For Michigan News Source, I'm David Barr. Developers have announced a new $50 billion plan for Belle Isle that would transform the island into a special economic zone with high-income housing and shopping and add about 50,000 residents. Belle Isle is owned by the City of Detroit and maintained by the state as a public park. Under the plan, investors would make a $1 billion down payment on a long-term lease from the city, plus $50 million every single year. They claim 46,000 permanent jobs could be created. Amtrak says they've canceled the Pier Marquette trains 370 and 371, the southbound and northbound trains between Grand Rapids and Chicago. The announcement was posted on social media. Amtrak says the track has been closed due to a washout. The company is providing bus transportation to riders, including express buses from Chicago to Grand Rapids and Chicago to Holland. The cancellation comes after West Michigan received